Now, look at the next slide, because God sent more New Testament letters here to Thyatira than anywhere else. Let me explain what I mean. There are actually, and if you had, if I could draw a map of Asia Minor right here, and it's pretty busy right now, I can't put it in there, but if I did, these are the letters that would have, here, I'll put a little one. This is the Roman province of Asia Minor, and here is Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. That part of modern-day Turkey, listen how many letters were written, especially to that area. Peter wrote his epistles, two of them. You know how the book of 1 Peter starts? To the elect scattered throughout Pontus, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So Peter wrote two letters here. Now, of course, Revelation was written to here. So Revelation, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. So we have three letters coming there. Paul wrote his letter to the Galatians, to the Ephesians, and the Colossians. The Galatians lived here. The Ephesians lived here. The Colossians live there. So Galatians, Ephesians, and Colossians. Then Timothy. Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy, so 1st and 2nd Timothy, Timothy was the pastor right there at Ephesus. So we've got eight letters written to this little area. John the Apostle pastored in Ephesus right here and wrote back to that church 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. And then, finally, the first New Testament book. Remember what the first New Testament book is? James, servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, greetings. The 12 tribes were scattered throughout this area. So the book of James, actually, was written from Jerusalem to here, which makes the 12th. More books of the Bible were written to that little part, modern-day Turkey, than any other place in the world. And the books all of these books, Revelation and Paul's epistles to the Ephesians and the Colossians, all of these, 1st, 2nd Timothy, all of those books have the same message. Daily choice that we each have, serve Christ or not. Thyatira was being seduced by the false teacher Jezebel as true believers in that church were called on Christ to resist evil speaking and evil lifestyles. What I'm saying is, what they were facing in Turkey is the same challenge you and I face every day. Serve Christ or not. Let the justifying death of Christ open for us the sanctifying life of Christ. That's a choice every day that we make. They were living in hard times. This is the longest of the seven letters, starting in verse 18. Thyatira was the least known of all the churches that got the longest letter. Now, what we do know, there's only one thing we really know about this church. In Acts 16, when Paul's first European convert was saved, if you remember, Lydia, she was a merchant from where? Thyatira. That's the only thing we know about this church. That Paul's first convert in that meeting in Philippi was a woman from Thyatira. Probably she went back to this city and shared the gospel. But what she brought with her is what the scriptures said, that it's a daily choice to serve Christ or not.